Our name is the RR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else.
Welcome to our season 6, episode 9.
Pretty Little Lions, even though there was only one lion and he wasn't pretty, but I needed something and I was scrambling. Eggs, I was really hungry.
So you made a Pretty Little Liars pun, and yes. I am disturbed.
He was a liar. He was like, he pretended to be the inventor. But no, then
you said Pretty Little Lions because there was a lion in the show.
The bad show, not the good show?
Yeah, the really bad show. But I found a way to watch it and stay awake.
Air horns from the cheese.
No. The way I was able to watch it and stay awake was I watched it while in the bathroom pooping. I figured shit went with shit, so.
That's a good idea.
I've never fallen asleep on the toilet, so I figured it was the perfect way.
Yet.
I've never fallen asleep yet on the toilet, though I could feel it happening while watching the Ninja.
I came really close one time.
I recorded reviews in there. Not while going. I did throw out my back that one time, though. It sounded close to it.
Retro Dawson reviews.
Classic me.
That
literally.
Funny.
When I just sat there and went, man, he sounds like he has a gay voice.
And now it just sounds like slightly better, but not really at all.
I don't know if it changed a lot or if I just got used to it.
Probably both. Or neither.
Or I'm not sure. I don't know. So
This is the part where we update people on our lives.
One-ups.
Masturbation.
Nationals happened.
You could call it that.
Yeah. No. It definitely happened.
Oh, it happened. Yeah.
That was it. That was about it. In my usual awesomeness, I dropped after 5 rounds of losing, because that's just how I play Pokemon. but besides that, the Professor Cup was, as always, really stupid fun.
The only professors get to participate.
Yes, that's why it's the Professor Cup. That took a lot of brain power to figure that out, didn't it?
It's only people in lab coats.
There was one guy that had a lab coat. I'm like, wow, you're really pushing it.
Come on, son. It's like the guy that used to go to my Yu-Gi-Oh! Games that used to wear a Millennium Puzzle. And he would, like, this is, like, no joke. He would, like, say stuff, like, from the show. He would be like, Summon Skull! Lightning Strike! Like, he would do that. It was, like, crazy funny. It was really funny.
So that was a lot of fun. I always have fun. I bought way too much stuff. Way a lot. A lot of stuff. So let's see. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 things. I bought lots of stuff there. But, so that's always a good time. Other than that, a couple days after I got, was it Monday or Tuesday? I think it was Tuesday, whatever. I don't know. I got my Ami Ami and Oki box. The Digimon Tag and Crest set is the most beautiful thing ever.
I can't wait to get mine and have it be empty, like my soul.
You have a soul still?
Like, I was thinking about it again. I'm like, shit, none of them fit me. And then I was like, wait, there's another one that was Ken's. It was like Kindness. I'm like, that's like the least qualified one.
Awesome, you get the Crest of Nothingness.
I do just get the empty tag.
Even the empty tag is pretty, so you're all right.
Did you get pre-order the real version Digivice thing?
Yeah,
so did I. So all three of us will match, me and Chris, and then Chris will be in America, not even with us. But he's sort of in our timeline. He's like timeline adjacent. Timeline adjacent. He's the OG timeline. Hashtag epic beard timeline.
Like, I could totally go down there because I could excuse it because I know several people that live in Chicago. But I don't trust my car to leave. I went to the furthest Toys R Us, like the third one that I hardly ever go to because it's just too far away. I went down there and I thought I was going to die. No. After the several thousand dollars of repairs, I think I'm finally okay trusting the car, but I still don't want to leave state with it. Anyway,
a lot of trust issues.
I do. But there's a lot of cool stuff in there. The Garo figure is surprisingly good. I am super duper happy to finally own Masterpiece Optimus Prime after like four fucking ever.
Yay!
So hurrah! But
the real question is, when are we going to get that review of Optimus and Jetfire?
Where's the Super Mario Brothers Wii video? I still don't know whether or not to buy it. I'm on the fence.
I still own them. I should totally do that for an April Fool's video.
You should. And bring back Shinobi Creative for another April Fool's video.
Did I delete the channel or is it still up? I don't remember.
I don't know. I still have that like original vlog channel, which was just a dumb idea.
It's always a dumb idea to separate things because then you don't get as good of views on them.
Well, it's like back then I wasn't thinking about it. It was like before Partner and like all that. It was just, it's weird. Like in the time, it made 100% sense, and I don't know. It was weird.
The dark times.
The dark times before the war of the site that was really just us leaving while everything sank. And there was the ultimate spider monkey battle of whenever. CS Toys Days.
When did that happen? I don't even remember.
It was whenever day Mr. S was out, because I remember making jokes about how it was like when the substitute's there, like there's no rules.
I will not be here, but we will open the chat. That was a disaster.
Yeah, it really was.
So much for moderators. But that's it. Just a lot of toys and a lot of spending money I don't have and losing at Pokemon. Sums up my life pretty well.
It's like instead of losing at poker, losing at Pokemon. I have a Pokemon problem. I've been doing a lot of online Pokemoning.
I should. I need to make a new deck. The format's going to change, so I don't even want to bother putting any effort into anything.
That's just my motto for every day.
I lost Optimus' thumb.
Found it. How's he gonna work that opposable thumbs? There we go.
Oh, that's not a thumb. That's his index finger. I'm an idiot.
Brian, you're giving this guy Frankenstein surgery.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, let's see. I'm still having like absolutely no luck here finding stuff. Apparently, in some far off section, there's stuff, but I'm not willing to go there. Especially after other people already found it and are not willing to travel an hour away to find the scraps of stuff. So, but other than that, it's been like really shitty here. I don't think I bought anything new toy-wise. I've been on kind of on a Terminator kick since the movie came out. So I bought the DVDs for Sarah Connor Chronicles, and I'm going to watch that because I'm pretty excited to see it. I've been wanting to see it for a while. But other than that, I haven't bought anything. I'm a couple levels away from finishing the main part of Batman. I've gotten more easily distracted this time with side missions and stuff. And I've become one of them, Brian. One of the mainstream people. I started watching Game of Thrones.
You're going to get past me.
I just started season 2 today.
Oh, fuck.
Did I pass The Walking Dead? Like, I think the whole world has lapped you with Walking Dead.
You will pass me probably tomorrow.
It's like how we passed Brian watching Walking Dead.
Yeah, exactly.
I took about 30 minutes to do that, but still.
Like, my friends wanted me to watch it, and, like, the Terminator movie actually had... It's funny, because two people have played Sarah Connor in Game of Thrones, but the newest one's in it, and he's like, you should just watch it, and I decided to give it, like, one more try. It's, like, the third try, and then it ended up getting me this time. It's quite good. It's, like, one of those things, like, you understand why people like it. And I don't understand why I like it. I'm sitting there, like, glued to the TV watching these people have council meetings and shit. I'm done with season one and the beginning of season two, and I still only understand 15% of what's going on. There's so many names.
Yeah, there's a lot of names. There's a lot of names and, like, a lot of stuff going on and a lot of, like, different houses.
It's so confusing.
It's really freaking complicated.
It's like taking a test, like watching an educational movie you have to pay attention to. Like, it gets better as you go, but like episode one in particular, because they don't really guide you into it. It's just like you're dropped there. And everyone's got a different name, and there's like different, like you said, different houses, different sectors, different kids. And then they talk about people that are already dead that haven't even been cast. So then it's like even more confusing. It's like, I don't know very many names. I keep calling him like Sean Bean. Just like he can't make it out of anything. And now like season two feels weird because he's dead, and I'm like, he was like the main character. So, and I'm like, I've joined the boat of like everybody ever that just wants Joffrey dead. I know he dies though going in, so it makes me happy and it makes me feel a little bit better. But I didn't expect to get into it like that. But.
Imagine how I felt reading the first book. Like, going through, like, the entire first season with absolutely no visuals whatsoever.
Yeah, it's complicated. Like, I imagine it won't be much better even when I'm caught up. Like, it's so hard to follow sometimes, and I forget who people are. I think, I don't even know people's names. I like the midget guy, who I only remember as the guy from Elf. He was so that's his name is Guy from Elf Lannister, and then you have Sean Bean, and I like it sounds really gross saying like this, but I like the younger daughter. The older daughter is a huge bitch that's like was sort of into Joffrey, but I don't know anybody's names. Yeah, I know Jon Snow because that's really easy to remember because his name is just Jon Snow. It's kind of like watching Lord of the Rings. And they even have more complicated names on there, and I feel like they roll all their R's and shit, and it's like, God, I don't remember anybody. I'm, you know, Count Dooku, Magneto, Bilbo, shit. But yeah, so that's me now. I was intending on starting the Vampire Diaries, but I got sidetracked, so I'm going to get sidetracked by Terminator and Game of Thrones. And it's also really funny watching something old. I mean, obviously it's not historical, but just like in that sort of time period and like thinking about all the shit they can't do. Like they have to send ravens. They can't just call people. Like shit just takes forever. And it's so funny to think about like that. But yeah, I've unfortunately fallen into the rest of everybody else.
That's okay. I don't think any less of you. I already thought pretty low of you anyway.
So my opinion was already rock bottom. So I made sure to get way down there before I started watching Game of Thrones. Alright. Your turn.
Okay.
I was talking to George. Where is he? I thought he was here the whole time. No, I was kidding. Go ahead. I have to go to the bathroom.
Well, fuck you too, bitch. So, in case no one noticed, which you probably didn't, I have not been here for a couple of weeks now, because I have been extra sleeping, I have gotten several things, in the time frame of my absence. I got my Surfer Maru and my Mega Bangle Pluses, which are like the best thing ever.
They are really cool.
I love when it talks to me in Japanese Ash voice. And it says phrases that I can't understand. But at least it knows which thing is which.
I sit here and go, wow, I really wish you were dubbed.
Right?
I know you're never going to get a release over here because Pokemon Toy Lines here are just absolute bullshit.
Yeah, when I reviewed my Pokemon stuff, I just like keep talking about how awful they are. Like, not that, like the toy, like how awful the toys here are. I think one of the first lines in my Mega Ray thing is that it's something to the effect of this is from Japan because over here in America, they think they can just get away with a cardboard drawing of a Megastone. Because who doesn't want a cardboard drawing of a Megastone as opposed to a thing you can actually hold?
God, I still don't even understand that.
Like,
who thought that was a good idea?
Like, that was just stupid. But yeah, I got those, and I love them, and I want more Megastones now. And I was really excited, though, to find out that the Mega the Megastone from my Mega Metagross set, the Metagross site, because I started to say Mega instead of Meta, and I just went with it. works with the plus Mega Bangles.
I figured it did because it was all sparkly like the other ones, but I haven't bothered to check it yet.
Yeah,
so that's good to know.
It works, but the other ones don't. You know, like they make a noise, but they don't say like, you know, Mega. I don't know whoever the fuck their names are. Mega Gyarados or
Scissor.
Yeah. Scissor doesn't either. So that's kind of a bummer, but it's whatever, because if you buy the two sets, you have like three of the eight that came in that set anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it doesn't really matter. Let's see. I did get a Pit Amiibo, thanks to Brian alerting me, and now I get alerts on my phone from Amiibo alerts. Like all day, and yeah, but now
obnoxious, what it's done, but it's worth it in the end.
Yeah, well, and then what happens though is that every time now my phone vibrates, I get a little paranoid that it's like an Ami alert from back in the day when it's like, oh fuck, like, you know, activation go or whatever, like, and so I get a little scared, but. You know, it's gotten me a Pit, so I'm fine. And it's really funny because when I placed the order for the Pit and I got that little confirmation screen, the amount of weight, like, I felt lifted off. Like, it's really weird. Like, it's a fucking figure of a little angel guy with swords that you use with a video game. You stick it on your controller and use it with a video game. And yet, well, as soon as I got that confirmation, I was like, I feel a little bit better. Like, I feel lighter. Yeah, I still have like 10 more to buy that are currently available, but I got this one and I feel good. We had Doctor Who Day at Barnes & Noble last week, and I got Series 7. Because all DVDs were 20% off, and then I had a 20% off coupon.
So now they're regular price at Target.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't ever seem to find them at my Target, so. But I got that, and I got the, what is it, the trans-temporal screwdriver, or whatever the fuck it's called.
I don't have that one yet.
I do. It's pretty cool.
You just said that.
I wanted to reiterate it for you, you butt fucking son of a bitch.
Insults got all jumbles.
You butt fucking son of a bitch. So yeah, I got that. It's pretty neat. I'm trying to think of what else did I get. And then because I made a purchase, I got a TARDIS keychain for free. So that was adorable. And then what?
Nothing.
Okay. We went and saw Inside Out. That was a fun movie. Poor Bing Bong.
Archer?
No.
What?
And I don't think I got anything else. I've been playing a lot of Pokemon still. I'm almost done 4th gen now. My DS,
sorry.
Like no, like almost
gen?
Like I'm almost like caught them all. Not like the games are beat.
I was like, I thought you got past those.
No. Like the games are done. I'm just trying to catch them all, and it's really annoying because my DSi freezes. Like if you touch the cartridge slightly, the fucking game freezes. Like I really hate it. It's pissing me off. And then I'm trying to like, you know, do the whole happiness thing, and for some reason like I'll go. To go like that daily massage thing, and
it's not part of the game.
Like that raises the happiness, and if I go back tomorrow and a full 24 hours hasn't passed, and sometimes even if it has passed, it gives me the "oh, you already did it today" message, which to me is stupid. Because I think it should go by the calendar day and not by the fact that it's been 24 hours or not. But whatever. Because sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes, like, if you go do the bug catching contest on Heart Gold and Soul Silver, sometimes it goes, oh, the contest is over for today. But it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon and I haven't done it yet. How is it over? What the fuck?
This happiness thing reminded me of Breaking Nudes and that my vault dwellers are finally happy and have water. Just so everyone want to know. I did it.
Yay.
The key is more water so they don't, you know, dehydrate.
But, like, it was so stupid, like, the way this machine works, and it kind of pisses me off. And then sometimes the machine can't even recognize that the diamond is inside of it. Like, I don't understand why these things happen, but I don't know. I hate these things. And I don't think I got anything. I think that might be it. Now that Dawson's back from the bathroom, and I can kick him right square in the testicles.
I have square testicles. Testicles?
I spent all my remaining Club Nintendo coins and got 8 games for free.
What'd you get?
No, that's the keyboard light. That was fun.
What did you get?
I downloaded Earthbound and Super Metroid onto my Wii U. And then onto my 3DS, I downloaded Mario's Picross, Mario Land, Mario Land 2, Wario Land 2, Link's Awakening, and what was the last one I got? I'm trying to think now. Kid Icarus, was it of Myths and Monsters or whatever?
The Game Boy game, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got all those. And, like, all 6 of those games only cost me, like, 1,000 coins. I was like, so that was neat. I think I only had, like, 50 left over because the two... I had 1,500 and the Wii U games ended up being like 450. I was like, okay, whatever. So that worked out for me. I got that new memory card for my 3DS. So I was able to actually have like a whole bunch of shit on it now. It's you'd be surprised how much more shit you can fit on a 32 gig SD card than a 2 gig SD card. Like, I re-downloaded all my shit. Downloaded all the DLC for Smash Brothers. Then I went to download Earthbound and stuff for Super Metroid for my Wii U. I downloaded the DLC onto the Wii U version, and then I turned the game on, and I was looking at the character screen, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, I'm missing some people. Who am I still missing? When I noticed, wait a minute. I never actually downloaded Mewtwo onto this version of the game. God damn it. So I had to go download Mewtwo. I realized I had not done that. I was very disappointed in myself. I committed innocent Sudoku. Yeah. And yes. I just drew numbers all over myself. And so yes. So nudes?
Well, Comic-Con preview night happened today.
We got a little bit of the stuff.
We got a little bit. So it's not a complete waste. Most of everything else is all going to be next show. But we did get to see some pictures of the Bandai booth. And Bandai's Twitter/Instagram actually formally announced it too, which I thought was kind of cool actually. But they are, in fact, doing the Thunder Megazord, so hooray!
And I don't know if you saw this, Brian, but it took almost no time at all for someone to complain about the prototype of the Legacy of Thunder Megazord. Did you see that? I was on Facebook, and it's someone from your Twitter feed.
I don't go on Facebook. Facebook's awful.
Well, I was on Facebook, and it was you. It was Shuquin Shinobi.
It was Brian who was complaining. Brian said, "What is this shit? It's not even Sentai.
What is this?"
It was something that your Facebook page carried over, I think, from I don't know, Twitter or Instagram or how you.
My Facebook page is all my Twitter because I don't actually.
Right, it's a Twitter, and then it was carried over from Instagram because it's some weird like
Instagram dad joint.
It's some weird like social network daisy chain.
Oh, it was my retweet from Bandai, which was a tweet of their Instagram post. Yep.
Yeah, so it went from Instagram to Twitter to Facebook. It
just blew my fucking mind.
But in any case, I happen to look over at the comments because I love self-torture. And the first thing I see is one of those fuckers in the fandom who's like, that's the incorrect coloring and paint job on the tail for the trident. And then the person dutifully made sure to provide a link to a picture he uploaded on Instagram of the correct coloring for the trident. And if you go to that, it's a picture of it, and he tells Bandai, this is the coloring of the trident. Please fix it to that color, and I will love you forever. If you need more pictures, I can provide them for you.
People are the worst.
I want to reiterate the fact that this gentleman, I assume it's a dude, and our gentleman's probably being overly generous, told Bandai, the people who, you know, make the toys that go with the television program, that he can provide them with pictures of what the toy should look like to accurately paint it.
Not to mention, if it's wrong or not, everything there is always in some sort of prototype phase. Like, the dagger blaster thingy, whatever you call it, isn't even real. I mean, it's fake. It's, like, not even a real working prototype. It's just kind of a mock-up. And remember the Dino Charge Megazord from last year, or anything from every year. It's dumb.
Like, it was... I didn't know whether to, like, laugh or to just, like, want to kill someone. Because I kind of had both feelings.
I'm just really happy we're getting it because that Megazord really needs an update, and it's one of my favorites, and I want us to go in order. And I hate all those people that are like, it's going to be Falcon Zord next. I'm like, that doesn't even make any sense. Why would they give the Tiger Zord the ports for the combination if they weren't going to make it? Do Titanium. We're going to skip, like, what, 5 series?
It looks really cool, too. Like, I was like, wow, that's so pretty. Like, it looks so much better than the toy that came out when the show was on.
That one's awful. I hate it so much. I'm like, the dragon's fine on his own, but the armor's so floppy, and like the skirt thing falls off, and
he looks like a kid that gets like wearing a too big of a winter coat, like when he goes to school. It's like his mom dressed him up. It's like 3 sizes too big. It's like, Jesus.
Like, it's super floppy, that skirt thing. I don't even know if it actually attaches to anything. You just kind of sit
like
it there.
It's like 2 small T-clips in the back. That's it.
Like, I think you just sit it on there, and it's just supposed to just hold itself up, my magic. And then the best part is of this toy, just like every other like old PR Megazord, is that like they don't want to like give it the proper coloring, like the decals. So any sticker that they don't like the symbol on, they just put the lightning bolt because that's. Because that's just the default like PR symbol. So
what's the symbol? I have no idea. Change it with lightning bolt.
I love the ones.
The unicorn and the
Dino
griffin have the lightning bolt all over them.
On the Drago sword, there's like a giant sticker that says Power Rangers on it. It's so obnoxious. Like there's a tiny one on the Brachio staff, but like it's like you can't miss it on the Drago sword. I'm like,
that's why I never bought it. This? Like I've seen it a couple times. Like. When I was getting back into Power Rangers during, like, SPD and Mystic Force, I, like, went to a Kmart, and they still had one. And I was like, oh, the Dragon Ranger was awesome, and this was like, Power Rangers! I'm like, nope.
And it's, like, really shitty. Like, it looks like bootleg font that you see, like, at Big Lots or something. Like, it's not even good. It's, like...
Like on those toys terrible. That Zeron buys.
Exactly. And, like I just mentioned, too, we did see a little bit of the like a prototype-ish thing for the little blaster, which honestly it looks good. I'll buy it, but I'm not that excited for it because it's like so lackluster after the Dragon Dagger and the Saba.
Yeah.
It's like serving you like a delicious burger and then like an ice cream bowl and then giving you the breadsticks last. Like you start with the fucking breadsticks. It seems like that should have been first because the other ones are so much cooler. Like, everyone's like, I want this weapon so much. I'm like, I really don't want it that much. but it's inaccurate because it doesn't say G-Ranger on it, so it's trash.
I don't know what you're talking. Someone help me. I don't know what you're talking about. Blaster. Oh, the blade. Well, he starts talking about dragon things and fucking
dragon dagger. I was talking about how the dragon dagger was better.
I don't know. I couldn't follow what Dawson said. He's a fucking douchebag.
You know, that's right.
In fact, Dawson fucks douchebags. Like, not like people douchebags, like actual, like, douchebags.
Is that something you can actually do?
I ask him, he does it. How the fuck are you asking me? Like, I do this.
I did not have sexual relations with that douchebag. Leans into Brian's professional mic. Actually, I'm going to lean into nothing. Like, lean into a non-existent microphone. Yeah, so that's going to be a thing. And people honestly were complaining that it didn't say G-Ranger on it, which I don't want the name of pedophiles on my weapon. But that's just me. They follow kids in tiny shorts around. Don't
put Jared from Subway on your weapon.
Now I'm just picturing the little blaster that says Jared on it, and it says Eat Fresh in parentheses. You know what? I would buy the blade blaster that said Eat Fresh on it.
When you shoot it, it's just a sound clip of me going, We Eat Fresh.
And then instead of playing the MMPR theme, it just plays any $5 foot level. It's too long for Jared, though. He likes it smaller. I'm sorry. Too much.
Oh my god, I love these chargers and I want them all, like, right now.
Some of them are really pretty.
They're all really pretty. Fuck you, some of them. I kind of want this Mighty Morphin set.
So what else are we even going to find out about? I mean, this is all the toys, right? There's not going to be anything that will really...
I like how some of these chargers have the little egg. And it cycles through, and it looks like a Pokemon hatching. Like, there's, like, a little glowing egg, and... Also, Dawson has a tiny vagina.
How do I fuck the douchebags, then? Okay, Brian, is there anything else we would know about? I mean...
I don't think so.
I mean, we might find out some tidbits from, like, the Dino Charge panel, and you know,
yeah,
the annual Shout Factory dick riding.
Interviews and the panel. We might find out a little bit of stuff. Shout Factory might amounts.
People are going to mount them. Be like, yay, DVDs. Good on you for doing your job.
Shout Factory.
They might announce Die Ranger. I don't know, but...
Because it was Die Ranger last
Die Ranger, I will beat off during the panel.
Please don't announce Die Ranger.
But so...
I'm not sure what you're trying to say, asshole.
Because I was thinking I was glad that something happened before we recorded, because I thought we were going to do everything next week, but at least we got something, and I don't think any more toys will come out, but we might get some supercharged details and some Shout Factory stuff. And
did I cycle all the way through already?
Other stuff, I guess, next week we'll talk about. Like, there'll probably be some Arrow and Flash little tidbits and stuff. And that's the more exciting
phrase, titbit.
I'm trying to think about how much they gave out in previous years in terms of the show. Like, I feel like it was always just generic stuff. Like, the Rangers would be charged up for action, except they didn't say charged up, because that wasn't their thing. There'll be even more Rangers than ever before. There'll be surprises. Stuff we know.
I want my balls.
Do you think there'll be anything about the movie?
I doubt it.
Nope. They need to at least give us a little something. Why not a real synopsis so we can stop attacking authors of synopsis story?
Because attacking authors of synopsis stories are fun.
Like, it's kind of crazy how little we know about it for how long it's been announced. Entire movies have been canceled and made since it's happened.
Yo.
That's really weird.
They just forgot to do stuff.
Yo.
I'm convinced they showed up on set and were ready to film and they forgot to cast anyone. Like, they have the suits designed already, all the props, sets.
I really thought they were just going to, like, Team America it and just use sound clips from, like, the season one of MMPR to just save money.
I'd watch it.
I want them to use only the Jason replacement voice actor, or I send it back.
I would also be okay with Tommy replacement. No way.
Yeah. That's his only line. Joke.
Will you fight for us now that you're free of Rita's spell? No way. All right, there you go, Tommy. Be the leader now. No way. Go to the Ninjetti quest. Your powers are destroyed. No way.
I think they should just get Jeff Parazzo to do Tommy.
That would be hilarious, actually.
He's better than no way.
If they ever
screw it up, Tommy.
No way. Who the fuck was that?
It was the announcer.
They're if they ever do like a storyline about how they were placed by Rocky Adam and Aisha, they need to stay truthful to it, and then just get their stunt actors and show the back of their heads only. Like, they need to stay truthful to the source material. And they need to tell the guy who plays Adam to be more Asian. Like, you're not Asian enough. Just be more Asian. Just, I don't know much how clear I can be. You're not Asian enough.
Here, we'll change your name.
That'll help.
Your middle name is now Yong.
Is there any other news other than this little Comic-Con stuff?
I feel like there's something, but I
there's like a sketch of like a Wheel of Fortune the ninja thing. It's like the
the
chore wheel from the Office.
Let me pull that up real quick.
Like another mecha or something.
I like glanced at whatever the text block was, and then I looked at the little picture. I just remember it was like a wheel or some shit.
Final mecha rumor.
There's like another mecha or something.
Like, oh my god. There is a six combiner Gatai robot formed from Ho Ho Maru.
That voice was just perfect.
Genbu Maru, Seiryu Maru, Gakko Maru, Panda Maru, and Magoi Maru.
It's like if a Valley Girl became a weeaboo. I want a sitcom now called The Valley Girl and the Weeaboo.
Like, each of these final automaton has an animal and animal and vehicle motif. Genbu is part caterpillar construction vehicle. Seiryu is part motorcycle, and Magoi is part submarine.
Magoro?
Where Magoi's at?
As a whole, the robot has orange and blue coloring. It looks very godlike and has a flame motif.
Wait, what does orange and blue have to do with God? Orange and blue, you know, God.
Who wants some penis?
And apparently you can swap with Shurikenjin in the How Shurikenjin.
How?
How? What is it, like, Indians? Like, how?
How?
I was just yawning and I had a spasm in my hand. I wasn't being racist.
You had a spasm in your hand?
It happens.
That's
my body wasn't ready.
Regardless, I like the animal layout, if this is true.
What are the animals? Because I couldn't tell from the Valley Girl weeaboo.
Phoenix, turtle, dragon, white tiger, panda, and carp.
It's the golden Magikarp. The Magikarp
you had me
back.
Until carp.
It's a black carp.
How is that helpful, Brian?
He's more gangsta.
He is. He holds his gun sideways.
He does.
I don't know. Like there was a sketch of it. That same guy that does all like adorable doodles.
I want to find that guy and hug him.
If it looks anything like that, I approve. Like there's a giant wheel and it fires missiles from its chest.
The funniest ones were like the Goandra ones, where it looked like dead animals were just glued together.
You need to save a collection of those.
Because you have like a mammoth head on your back, like back neck area, and then there's like a whale spread eagle behind you. Like,
I like the concept of a whale spread eagle on a robot that already contains an eagle.
Well, that's what it looks like.
I'm sorry, it's a condor.
Okay. It's a condol.
Condol. Speedle.
My favorite's the chicken still. We haven't had a chicken mech since, and I think that's a crime.
It's not Falcon the Chicken, get over it.
That's even funnier in the fucking speed. The chipmunk mode. Oh, that's great. How do you open this box? That one always gets me. Chipmunk mode needs to make a comeback. Needs to be rebooted. Darker, grittier chipmunk mode. Chip slash monk mode.
There was a rumor for Ghost's gimmick.
Little dolls?
Yeah.
Dolls?
Like he's gonna use dolls? it says the ghost driver is a doll driver and is usually an ordinary belt referred to as the ghost belt. While the ghost icons are kept in I Like capsules, the ghost icons are defeated enemies who have been sealed away as dolls. These dolls are inserted into the ghost driver, which allows the doll's soul to possess the host and transform into a Kamen Rider ghost.
So it's like a little eyeball with a little doll in it?
I guess.
Oh, because I'm picturing like a freaking like cloth voodoo doll that you're just trying to stuff into a driver. Like, this does not fit. How do the electronics work?
The
enemies being stored into it, like if that's in any way true, kind of reminds me of like Blade on how all the cards were stored enemies, and obviously they didn't all transform into different suits or anything.
So basically he's got gouges of enemies?
That's how I interpret it.
Okay, so then how are we, they're not going to have electronics in them, how, or I guess.
Like that's the thing. I feel like they can't do a toy with no electronics anymore. Like, after how much drive tanked compared to, like
double. It tanked? I don't know, man.
Tanked to drive? Jokes. like, it didn't do awful, but the only drive toy that, like, beat anything Yo-Kai Watch related in the polls was Shift Trideron. And that's just saying something right there.
Yeah.
So I feel like they have to do something with some sort of electronic in it.
It's like Polly Pocket Driver. But I do hope it's something more fun. Like because when Drive was kind of boring, I was like, I don't know if I'm doing Rider next year. But if Ghost ends up being cool, I hope it's something more. Like the Gun line was just a lot of fun to collect, just because I liked the Loxies having electronics on their own, because you didn't need to pull out like you had to pull out like all these components if you want to play with the Drive driver. It's like a chore almost. Whereas you can just sit there and play with Loxie all you want.
That sounds good. I need the drive driver, I need the mock driver, I need the brake gunner, I need the trailer cannon.
Well, there's just with the drive driver, it's like you gotta freaking find the brace and then you have to line it up correctly. If you're just messing around and you're trying to have fun and it doesn't work, it's like, damn. This is like those little pointers you used to take tests with at school, except those worked way faster. Way faster. Foster's Home for Imaginary Drive Drivers. Sounds like a really boring show.
But we should have like some solid ghost information within about 2 or 3 weeks or so.
Solid ghosts. We should have some corporeal ghost information very soon.
I didn't even
ghost terms. I didn't even.
So anyway.
You know what I got that I didn't mention? I got some new pops.
Like I got that?
No, I got like, like I got Doctor Who pops. I got the 10th and 12th Doctors.
I want the 12 to be my pops. And they called the Terminator in the movie, you call them pops.
I got 12 and I'm not exactly sure what's special about him.
He's got a spoon in his hand.
Is it the spoon?
It's the spoon.
So I got 12 holding a spoon.
The normal one has the sonic screwdriver, but that one has the spoon from the Robin Hood episode.
Oh, cool. I chose not to get the 10 with the 3D glasses only because I wanted to see David Tennant's eyes, which sounds creepier than it actually is.
Especially when you consider it's a pop vinyl and their eyes are just black circles.
Shh. They're just buttons.
We got an Ariel because she wanted Ariel, and then we also got Castiel, but it's like Leviathan goop and blood covered Castiel, so it's awesome.
Then his stomach exploded.
Like anything, like Castiel is just awesome.
Oh. You okay there? Wait, the blood's running down, but seriously, how the fuck does it taste? I'm hungry. God damn it.
I'm naked.
You know what's really weird is Doctor Who airing on Disney XD and they just keep looping season 2? Are they ever going to get to season 3?
I don't know.
Like, I like it because it adds a rerun to watch, but it's always season 2.
I thought they contracted for 2 through 4. So I don't know why they keep looping 2, but...
And who is this?
Disney XD. They started airing Doctor Who, but they're only showing the second season. Like over and over again. I actually did get to rewatch an episode I haven't seen for a long time, though. It was like that. It was another one of those ones, kind of like Blink, where the Doctor really wasn't in it at all. It was like that group of people trying to find the Doctor, and then that fat yellow alien tried to eat them. Do you remember that? And Moaning Myrtle became like a cement block. It was a good episode. It sounds really weird when I talk about it, but I liked that episode. I forgot about it.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Brian is crazy.
Moaning Myrtle was a cement block? I think it was her.
It was.
Okay. But, yeah, that's a good episode. Anyway, hey, that's my review of Doctor Who episode whatever.
You know, I banged Moaning Myrtle the other day, right?
As a cement block? Face.
No.
Well, yeah, that's all she has left. But speaking of Moaning Myrtle's
this
face,
this slash is adorable. This adorable slash. That's
no,
what.
It's not time for that. It's not Queef's time. That's for Queef's corner.
Queef's.
Queefer's corner.
Now it's time for the sometimes imitated but never duplicated superhero time. Ninja, Kamen Rider Drive, start your engines. So,
right.
Ninja is a bunch of fucks.
I thought they turned it around this week. It was just the best episode I've seen in Toku history.
like this show is just butt-fucking awful. I think that I would probably rather go down to the prison, find
Boo,
like,
and use her Jolly Ranchel dildo. Ranchel? Can't
no,
even talk.
I will go down to the local prison and just find, like, Big Bubba with his missing teeth and his, you know, prison attraction to men. Just allow him to use my asshole to just do whatever he wants, lube free, then have to put up with the ninja regularly.
That was an incredibly elaborate way of saying I don't like the ninja.
It was made up as he went along, too. It's like he's got an attraction to men. All right, got that established. He is
I wanted to take it slow and really paint a picture in everyone's minds.
It's like a story.
Like a story and like a just a dirty, filthy, disease-ridden penis.
The problem with this episode was probably the lion guy. But
when he farted in the guy's
back,
face.
Kevin, that was one of the worst parts. It wasn't even Boomy. he didn't even have a catchphrase for it. Before we get to like him just being the worst, what bothered me is that the problem he brought up is that. Which I realize a lot, but it really made me think about it this episode, is that no adult in the ninja is helpful. The grandfather is a fucking crackpot who refuses to help his grandchildren, or the sixth guy that's clearly helpful and just offers not even like good cryptic information. It is a complete douchebag and just goes around saying, I'm the last ninja, while being terrible at fashion. And the dad, where's the dad? Have we even seen him in like 3 episodes? I don't even know. He's like,
he's probably back at the grocery store.
He's like, his sperm count's way too low to do anything, so he's no help. And then this guy, I mean, obviously, he's like a weird lion spirit thing. But like when you're presented to him as an adult or some sort of mentor figure, and he's not helpful either. All he does is say,
in his defense, he was drunk.
True. But like that whole thing about why do you want my help is like to protect people, not good enough. And then you know it's going to be some sort of really dumb toku reason that makes no sense to actual humans. And like nobody, I mean the cast themselves is terrible, but nobody around them is helping them for like really any good reason. Like it's not like a wise or knowledgeable reason. They're just really not helpful. Like that kid that actually makes the technology is the most helpful person I've seen in the history of the show and might be my favorite character because he just acted like a normal human being and fix their swords, and he's like, oh, you shouldn't rely too much on your weapons. That's like the same as saying to me I shouldn't rely on a calculator. It's just a lie they tell you for really no good reason. Why shouldn't I rely on technology? And the Earth is sitting there under attack and they're like, oh, don't fix it for them because you need to learn a lesson. Like, what are you doing? You keep endangering people because you're stupid. Everyone on the show is stupid except for the unnamed technology kid. I'm now gonna start a fan page for him.
What was his name? Tetsunoko or
Tetsicles? Sorry, I don't know. But like, he was the most helpful.
Let's just call him Little Testies.
Yes, Little Testies.
I do love Little Testicles.
And
okay, Jared.
Jared's taking a beating in this podcast. And then you got the lion guy himself.
Well, his penis takes a beating at home, so.
Like, I liked the lion mecha okay, and now I can't. I'll never be able to look at it without seeing this hobo.
Right?
On the plus side, he's a hobo that can sing the Gow Ranger theme.
The Gow Ranger theme?
Oh, that is the Gow Ranger guy.
Yeah. I don't even remember that.
Topeka Kere. Gow.
Topeka Canyon.
Lice, okay.
You yeah. have lice, okay?
Yeah.
Sell it on eBay.
He looks like he has lice.
Gow, douse. Gow, gow, gow. Say no tamashi ito, tamashi ga, ima hibi kiao. Gokan no togi sumase, nemureru, chikara ga hiraku. Gow rao, gow rao, gow rao, gow rao. Kai, otake biwo, akero, chikyu no inochi, mamoru tameni.
This point you just gotta
read it out. Yakuchu sentai. Kaolinja. Wow. Wero.
I would like to remind everyone that he does not have lyrics in front of him.
Nope.
He could be making it up, though, and I would believe it.
Dawson will believe anything I tell him.
He said eBay and Hibiki in there. That can't be real. Well, Japan probably put eBay in there because they have to use it to buy white chicks.
Hibiki is an actual Japanese word.
Well, damn it. You're ruining the joke, Brian. Hibiki is a guy's name. Don't trivialize it.
I was just saying.
It's like having Jared's name in there. But I really like did. I don't care what theme song
little,
he sung.
I like him a little better now that I know he's the. I remember he's the Gow Ranger guy. I like
him based on a theme song I listened to once and then just heard a cover of. So I still hate his character.
You're stupid.
Everyone on that show is just a cartoon, and then cartoons have had better development than them, like actual cartoons I've seen. For real.
Penis. Massively large.
Lumpy Space Princess is a better character than everyone on here.
I was let down by the fact that, like, the main bad guy, like, makes a yokai. And it's like, oh, this is a great yokai, or whatever the fuck they called it. And they still end yokai. Up, like, killing him, almost. Like, he gets his ass kicked by the flying lion thing. And it's like, oh, I gotta run away. And he vanishes. I'm like, well, you're not threatening anymore.
I like how he completely made Cutemon useless because he just made himself giant. fuck cute, man. I'm going to do this shit myself.
We don't have to sell the mallet anymore.
I still think it's funny that the lion is the flying mech. Like, obviously, we have prior knowledge of the lion. We saw the scans a long time ago when the masturbator took pictures of it. But, like, in the show, like, thinking about kids or maybe people in Japan that don't follow any of the news, and they hear about a flying mech. And even me was thinking, maybe there's a chance of something we don't know about. Who knows? And you think, like, maybe a bird or something, some kind of flying thing that would make sense to fly. And then it's a lion. I honestly think they wrote that out, forgot it, and they said, just make the lion float. Fuck it. A turtle island floated in Wild Force or Gow Ranger. So it's fine. Like, I just think that's really funny. Like, what a mislead. And so... Oh, God.
It's like... Fuck, we're doing this thing about flying Otomon, and like, well, we're out of things to do. We're gonna make this lion, make it fly. Well,
and like,
okay,
so this kid, little Testes, and his like other people that are like him before him, I guess they make the Otomon in, but they have spirits.
I guess.
Like,
I don't understand.
Neither do I. Like, are they machine? Are they living? Are they both? Like, if you make them, why would a spirit get in there? That just seems bothersome. The spirit technology? Are they? Is this a doll?
Did you preview? Watch Korra?
Wait, this is like.
Like, the spirits just go places.
They don't go into machines and. I don't know
what the spirits fucking do in this universe.
This universe is not good enough for those spirits.
This person could sit there and just jack off all day for all you know.
That guy probably does.
Do you know what I do all day, Dawson? Your mother.
I never would have seen that one coming.
That's what she said.
Or that one.
Then she got done.
But yeah, that was very confusing. Like, where they talked about that he was the one that built them, and then... But there's this thief spirits, and... grandfather guy couldn't do it, and his reasoning, like, I'm the last ninja, just listen to me. I'm like, you don't look any more intimidating in that. Like, he looks less intimidating in his ninja outfit because he just got like this tiny little face. Like, look, I'm a ninja. Like, lol.
Yeah, somebody, well, you
somebody say
you
something.
Don't know me by now. You will never know me.
Naomi.
Your name is Mr. Tiny Penis.
Right. So.
Is that what your mother calls you?
How about that Drive?
Drive was significantly better.
I like this show.
I must have been Gaim. Than the Ninja. I thought they wrapped it up really well. I mentioned on Twitter how I was very pleased with how they handled this in Rapids episode, despite the fact that Nero was, like, stayed a cartoon character till the end. Like, sitting there barking at him.
I hate that guy.
And, like, he's so fraud and overexpressive. He's like, come in, lady, and he sticks out, like, his bottom jaw. I'm like, Jesus, put that thing away. You're going to hurt somebody. It's more dangerous than the gun.
Remember, guns don't kill people.
Nero does.
Awesome writer kills people.
He killed them all. But I really liked the way it wrapped up, and there were some convenient things, but I kind of liked the whole, like, flashing back to how things actually happened, and Dimension Cab saved him, and the little monitor thing seems convenient, but it kind of makes sense since they could wirelessly access it with a magic iPad that has New Zordon in it.
Now, how funny was Mach's face on that screen? Like,
I
was forced
Chase.
To be there.
Like, he was, like, trying to figure out the meaning of thumbs up, and he did it, and then he looked at Go, like, I know what to do. Like, it was just so great seeing them on there. And I'm assuming that's what Tamari was laughing at, was Chase.
I would. Like, I looked at his face, and he kind of glances over at Go, who has a thumbs up. And so Chase is like, yeah.
We did it.
And then Go sees his thumbs up and just kind of stares at him.
And the girl's just all happy to be there. And it's just funny to think about also how it kind of undercut that scene where, like, it's all dramatic. He's confronting his father's killer. He's like, I killed your father because he was a loser. And then in the background, his friends are just waving him thumbs up. Little message across the screen. She got sucked into an iPad and healed. The future of medicine.
If you get digitized on this iPad, you too could be cured of cancer.
I'm going to get sucked into an iPad.
And I guess I answered my question from last week about what happens to the iPad when he morphs. He doesn't put it inside his suit. He just
carries it, I guess. Yeah. It's conveniently not there until he needed to lose it.
Pretty much. Like, all of a sudden, what's this doing on my hand? Oh, blimey! And Hart just knocks him over. Like, that's going to crack. I'm surprised that didn't crack.
Yeah, that was kind of dumb to me. I don't understand how you allowed that to happen. I pretty much blame Dawson for that, in fact.
Like, theoretically, like, if you were to put it under your shirt and then transform, it should stick there. Like, do his pockets empty when he transforms? Like, all of a sudden, change just, like, dumps out of, like, just dimensional transformation. It just, that seems safer than carrying it around. I mean, he ultimately survived, but still, because he got saved by the iPad he was trying to save. Go was doing such a bad job of being a writer, his iPad had to save him.
No, oh, poor Go.
I am the hero that Dawson deserves.
The iPad?
Yes. Don't you know what I am, Dawson? Don't you know what I am?
Mrs. Nesbitt. I can see the hat.
I need to get a screen cap of Bono and put it on my iPad and see what happens when Kat uses the iPad next.
It'd be really funny if there was an app. That would be kind of cool to have and just put it up there and it talks, freaks people out. Unfortunately, it would take a long time to modify it to suck people into it and heal them from poison ivy.
Really advanced poison ivy. Because I want to do that too.
Poison ivy?
No, I'm not a fan of green skinned women.
I don't know, she looks pretty good in the Arkham game. Not gonna lie.
Right, look, I am pretty racist against the green-skinned women, so I'm not gonna bang those fuckers.
I will be really happy if Nira never shows up again.
Yeah, me too. Like, he said he's gonna be watching, but can you watch like far away? I'm
green-skinophobic.
I still think it's funny that he was the one that ended up killing Drive's dad. Like, this freaking weirdo that's like, he still had his fan while being arrested, for God's sake. Like, oh, God. And like, even when they got caught, he, like, to transform with brain, he, like, squinges down like he's about to dump out right there. Like, what the hell? He can't even look cool when he's doing that.
He can't even look cool when taking a dump.
Like, not when he was, no, like, look cool merging, that sounds really weird, but he was just such a, like, a broad comedy character, and I was surprised they managed to keep the storyline still pretty much on point with that guy running around, like, Drive, like, Tomari was so serious, and he acted that scene so well, and he's playing off of this guy that's just being downright obnoxious, like, it's like they're from two different shows. I just think it's funny that Drive's really improved, but, like, bits like Nira in his comedy are, like, pieces of, like, the way Drive used to be a lot, like, bleed through.
There was a lot of those weird comedic jump cuts anytime Nira talked. And I'm like, God, I hate you so much.
Why do you have to still be here?
I hate everything you represent. And then he was like, I put your dad down like a sick dog. And then he started barking.
It's like, what is happening right now? What is even with this guy? And so, would he have survived if Tomari shot him because he's got Roymead powers? Or was he just planning to die? Is he that stupid?
He said he had a vest on.
Oh, okay, that's right, I forgot. What if he shot him in the head?
Well...
I have a head vest on. It's like a headband. Where's the bulletproof headband? Where's that invention? It seems smart.
What about the rest of your face?
Well, you know, in the movies, they always aim for the forehead. So you make it the bulletproof vest or headband, and then you got bulletproof glasses, and then, like, a bulletproof sick mask. They like to wear those in Japan. So, like, Japan's full of ninjas and sick masks, so you would just blend right in. Okay. It's foolproof. See? My logic is flawless. But
I like how Cab was useful again.
Any shift car doing something is nice. It's like nice to see them do something other than being pulled around by strings because they blew their budget that week. There are no strings on them. Classic. No, but,
you got it.
I like how they put them all in this. I like how they put them all in this like really colorful Santa bag. Like, Merry Christmas. Nope. I just thought it was funny.
It looks like a pillowcase. I was going trick or treating. Trick or treat scoops up all the shift cars.
What do you think of anything else happened at all? There wasn't really much side things going on. I mean, Brain's life is questionable. I mean, not his life decisions, which is true, but I mean, like, whether he's alive or not. I kind of hoped he'd stay dead. I thought it was a good time to end his arc. I assume he'll come back in some capacity since they left it kind of open with Medic just kind of squishing him up like silly putty.
I feel like he's probably going to get used to either evolve Medic or power up Heart or something.
Something with the promise number, maybe. They literally said in the preview, Drive's entering its final arc. Thanks for nailing it on the head. But, like, I hope it's that instead of his character back, just because it's nice to have a finality to it. Like, I like that 001 hasn't come back. Like, instead of Chase, who died, like, three times. Like, obviously, Chase had to stick around, and I'm kind of glad he did, but I hate when that happens, and it was a good place to end his little part of the story arc.
I like how, like, Shinosuke got shot, quote unquote, and I'm like, oh, he died again.
It's like, how many times are we gonna do this? Like, oh, but
hold again. No, real quick. Why didn't they check him?
Oh, like, because like, they're stupid.
Nier's just like, I win, and he just danced off.
I imagine he said, I win, Kevin Lady, and he stuck his bottom chin out and then just like did a little happy dance out the door.
Like, why did you check to make sure he was bleeding or something?
Yeah, like, because if he had a bulletproof vest on, even, it would show, like, where it hit. But there was nothing because he transported the bullet to a different dimension. Where did the bullet go? Like, it probably just hit some innocent bystander. Like, there's just some kid, you know, on his bike, la la la, all of a sudden, dimension cab. Dimension cabbed. It's the new jammed. No, it's not. It's too long. But, yeah, that's kind of a glaring plot hole, but like, or a bullet hole, as it were. But I just wanted to mention before I forgot, Krim took the wheel again for like 3 seconds to push somebody. Here, let me take the wheel. Shoves. All right, I got this. Krim, clearly you're not very good at fighting. You just pushed him. Like, fourth grade rules.
That was so let down.
Yeah,
like, so yeah, he's got the wheel again. He's like, our speed will match him. He's like, hurr! And then Shinosuke is like, okay, we can take it from here. Stands up.
So, yeah, at least I know they can still do it, though, which is nice. I still think it would be funny to see him, you know, like we say, go into his body when he's not transformed, which would be funny. But, like, I'm glad that that's still an option for Insu, because it was such a cool feature for Type Tridron and stuff that... It's just really funny. It seemed like they literally showed it just to shut us up. Like, look, he can still do it.
Because his TK series toy is coming out this week.
But no one's selling it.
They're like, oh, it has that feature. We need to make sure we show that his eyes can change.
So it's still neat. I hope they use it a couple more times. Even if it's not for like some sort of funny out of suit thing, I hope they just use it as an ability. And he does more than push people. And it was like the first time the three of them ever worked together. I was waiting for them to get their go-karts. Like, maybe next time, guys. One time, like, I don't really care, but I kind of want to see one time them use the go-kart thing properly. Since that's what it was made for. Like, it was introduced months ago, and they never used it properly.
Like, I couldn't believe that it was, like, episode 36, and this is the first time that all three of them transformed at the same time.
Yeah, because it goes being such a little shit now. I feel bad for Go sometimes, but then I don't.
Yeah.
It's really funny to think, I was thinking back on how when Drive's done, at the rate it's at, I'll probably look back on it more fondly, and it really turned around, but it's going to be, I think, one of the most randomly uneven as a whole. Just, like, not necessarily saying as a complaint, but just thinking about it oddly, like, on how tonally it was so weird. Especially in the first half, because it really flipped back and forth between, like, cutaway gags and, like, more serious moments. And in particular, it's funny to think about Mock's debut episode, because they never went full-blown, like, almond-level nut like that again. Like, that was a one-off, like, super crazy. Like, Mock's campiness was, like on 11, and he never went that full campy again. And
the campiest he got after that, I think, was when he was knocking down Shinosuke's thought cards.
Yeah, well, yeah, the thought cards thing, they never did that again. It's just weird, because Drive never has, you know, it's always had something comedic, like, even in this, in these really dramatic scenes, you got Neera fucking camping up the joint. But they never went that far again that they did in that episode, and I just think it's really funny, like, thinking about the future when I look back on Drive, on how tonally all over the place it was, and how, like, that episode of Mock's debut sticks out like such a Thor-sum. I can't even say it. A Thor-sum. A sum of Thors. Just going, Midgard!
I need a horse.
Yes. Throws down coffee. I want a ball! So, yeah, it's just Drive is a sum of Thors, you know? And Loki's, and Jesse from Kyle XY, and Chuck, and all the other ones whose names I can't remember.
There you go.
Yeah, so my points are all over the place.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's weird to think about that. Like, it'll be a really interesting discussion when we do our series wrap on it. This year it's going to be an actual series wrap. We're going to organize a full-on wrap routine. No, I'm just kidding. That would be exhausting. Mm. Alright, I think that's about it. Next week we enter the final arc. Literally, they said it. So I'm curious to see where it goes, because other than knowing about the promised number and stuff, we don't really know anything. We just know that the Roymudes are still existing and Drive's still existing. There's nothing left dangling. Except for little testes from the ninja. He's still left dangling. Alright, now it's time for...
Ramble time.
Yeah! Pokemon this week was about... friendship.
Goodra finally left.
Oh yeah, finally. I forgot that he left. I was trying to think. I mean, I knew it was his episode, but I couldn't remember him leaving. And then I remember that they did that montage of him, like, falling or whatever. So, yeah, that's a thing. I still don't agree with how they handled just everything. How they have handled the show for the past 20 years or however long we've been watching it now. I don't have a lot to say about it.
I don't either. I mean, it was... It was stupid. The Pokemon Florgus was stupid for listening to Team Rocket, and Goodra was stupid for staying there and not going back with Ash. But I don't really like Goodra anyway, so it doesn't matter.
How long before he gets Kilowatt? What the hell is that from?
Kilowatt?
What is that from?
Kilowatt's from Ben 10. Kilowog's from Green Lantern.
Okay. Before he gets Noibat. That's not a even while. Close. Okay. Because, like, the between, like, I didn't realize Goodra was leaving so fast after his gym battle, so I was just like, how fast am I going to show up? All his flying types.
Okay, let's see. This was episode 873, and Noibat... When you gotta be in the episode title somewhere.
873, dear lord.
Oh, 879, so 6 weeks from now.
Oh. Still longer than between Goodra's focus episodes, but still. At the end of this series, Ash is going to realize he wants to be a flying Pokemon trainer and leave, and we're going to get a new protagonist. I still don't know why they can't do something along the lines of that anime special we got that starred Red for, like, you know, the advertisement for Mega Evolution and stuff. Like,
get that again.
Like, almost everything else that's along the same lines as Pokemon that exists to promote, like, a game or a toy line or something is much better written. It's just, like, this is the only one that's kind of in this weird, perpetual like basicness. It's just it's strange, and it's not like all of them are good. Some of them have really weird, dumb, convoluted plots, but at least it's a plot. I don't understand. Like
I could watch an entire series based around the Mega Evolution specials.
It would just be so much better.
And an anime adaptation of the Pokemon Adventures manga.
It's just I don't understand. It's one of those things I want to know. I want to see an interview somewhere of why
they have to keep it. A fuller series of Pokemon Origins, not just a special.
It would be amazing. It would be awesome if the series would have just done, sort of followed the game like that in a way, and just every year or every few years replace the protagonist Sentai style, and kind of that would have been actually really neat because it would have been a cool way to flesh out the Pokemon story and the timeline of when things take place and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been really neat, but nope. We just got Ash, perpetually 10. Maybe he should catch that lion Pokemon because it's probably a flying type. Pyroar is totally a flying type.
Fly.
I don't see. I can't even go. It doesn't even work. Shakes his ears. It's not even working. But yeah, Pokemon. Speaking of Pokemon Falling Skies.
Brilliant.
This week was about hunger. It was like the Hunger Games for Falling Skies. I've never
called
seen
Hunger Pains, so it's really
there. We go. Pretty close. The Hunger Pains, starring Maggie as Katniss, and Ben as that one kid from Zathura. That's the way I always see him. He was also an RV. Anyway, so this episode was pretty good. It seems really funny to say, but I really want to know the answers about this other help force. It's only been two episodes and I'm already fed up with the drawn outness of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because they made us wait 9 months to find out, oh my God, what's this other mysterious force? And then now we're still waiting. I kind of dig parts of the Vision stories and stuff, but I just want to know at this point. And, last week with the whole find your warrior thing went a little farther this week with Tom sort of approving of them torturing the Skitter, but I honestly felt really bad for the Skitter. I was team Skitter. I was especially since I remember the backstory I mentioned last week about how they're just an enslaved race as well, and he was I couldn't handle it. I was Jesus, he wasn't the one that killed that one girl whose name I forgot. So I felt bad for the Skitter. That's the takeaway from this episode. And they found food with a lesbian girl and her brother, which I'm not sure what purpose that's going to serve other than, I wonder if it was just to sort of create some sort of tension to that storyline, to make collecting Twinkies seem interesting, or whether, it's going to have some sort of payoff.
That's okay, I was sitting here, and they're, loading up the truck, I'm what's going to happen to everything? The truck's gonna explode, gonna die.
And something I'm confused about is Maggie and Romy from Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion was they were in that cage thingy, and then wasn't her brother trapped behind that door in that cage thingy?
Yeah.
How did they not hear him before?
He was sleeping.
Oh, okay. Because they're sitting there gabbing
we'll go with that.
So,
he was sleeping.
Which one of the brothers' dick do you want to ride? And then it's how did you not hear the brother going, yeah, yeah, yeah? And he was really saying, mine, pick me. Skitter dicked his rib for your pleasure. I'm sorry. That's too much. Too far. Too far.
Probably true.
But, I mean, I just don't know if it's going to have a payoff or not. It's the second... Or the first Skitter card we've seen in a while, or the second up-close one. I mean, we saw, a bunch of the hybrids before last season with the captain's daughter. But, this is the second one up-close. We saw them for, 1 second, though. I honestly thought they didn't have enough budget to show them this week because they just kept showing growling. We can't even show growling. We just heard it. So that should be... somewhat interesting to see how that plays out. They tried to eat Skitter, which is really funny because before they even said it, I was thinking, why didn't you just eat the Skitter? It kind of reminded me for some reason of District 9. I'm not sure why, that whole situation, which is a really good movie. And some unnamed extra guy he just bled out from eating Skitter.
It looked like he was trying to mutate.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, and then I thought that there was something crawling out of his neck, and I don't know, it was weird. So that's a thing, and they randomly introduced some sort of young love interest for Matt, which I think, I don't know, I don't think everybody needs to have a love interest right now. So that's really not going anywhere.
They had to get a new black girl to replace a bad black girl they killed.
They got a quota. Well, and then it's not really serving any purpose other than to sort of, I guess for me, highlight that he doesn't trust anyone because of that girl from last year that was at that, like, you know, internment camp with, and like, she was his friend and then she betrayed him. So I forgot about that, actually, but that's like the only purpose I saw it serving, is showing that he's really not trusting of anybody. The other guy got like a little drone to fly, which was kind of cool. Like, this is like the most... out. Yeah, this is like the most skitters we've seen on screen at a time too. Like, because they're attacking in hordes for like majority of the beginning of the episode, and they have that little like bee thing, which is like a tiny mutant. It's got tiny little skitter legs, and like a spenny wings or something, and human eyes, which is kind of really creepy when you think about it. When they followed him to that field, was that just a bunch of skitters and like flying skitters, or were there other hybrids there? I thought there were other hybrid thingies there.
I think there's other hybrid thingies.
So yeah, because that's what I thought too. Because I was like, nobody's making a big deal about that. So I was thinking, oh, maybe there were just those skitters and those little flying skitters. But I think that'll be interesting to see what that's about. I mean, obviously it's a new tactic by the Isfendi, but to see like what's behind it and what their plan is and stuff, since they're kind of on the ropes. So that was an interesting development. I'm trying to think what else happened.
I think the best thing about this episode was that there was more Pope.
You can always use more Pope. Yeah, use the Pope I follow. And Lady Pope. And they have like this fancy dinner. This fancy dinner, which... it was such a juxtaposition. Like, the tablecloth was so clean and everything looked so normal, and they're just surrounded by rubble. Like, they really must have found the jackpot there at Costco. Like, no one had raided it. It's funny because it's such an opposite of... there was a similar-esque situation in The Walking Dead this season where they found this grocery store and there were all these food trucks there. And they look like, oh man, maybe these are untouched. And they opened the trucks and it was like filled with zombies. It was like a huge trap. So it was like, that's part of the reason I was expecting something to happen. Like, I was waiting for zombies to come out of the truck or something. I like how, I feel like they thought the same thing I did when they got the truck. Like, fuck it, we're just going to run over all these skitters, go right back to camp. And then like, murr, murr, and they run over like three of them and get stuck. Because like, I was picturing probably like, what they were in their head.
Too thick.
Like, exactly. Like, because I was just picturing them like ramming through all of them, just skitter blood flying everywhere. Like, I'm sure that's what they were thinking too. And it was like 3 seconds, and then it was like, oh, fuck it. I thought that was kind of funny. Was there anything else? I don't think there was too much. I was like, when I'm thinking about it now, it wasn't that really eventful. I mean, they got food. A guy bled out. They kind of furthered some subplots and stuff, but I really want to find out about the other aliens. We did get a little bit more about them trying to make contact with other rebel groups, which is kind of a nice little touch. And there's still some Volm on Earth, which I hope that's like. There's so many things they need to touch upon that they need to get going here.
They're running out of time.
Yeah, like we need to resolve the war.
You're wasting time getting food and
like you can't be eaten just because you had a vision of Hal malnourished. Hal nourished. Classic Hal. Him and his Pee Wee babies. He had a vision of him being like the Pee Wee babies. Like, Hal was specifically asking Maggie if there was any Pee Wee babies in that Costco. Like, never forget Pee Wee babies. Will always be associated with it. But yeah, like we have to resolve the war and why they're making, or like just in general story, why they're making the hybrids, what their advantage is. The Volm, I kind of want to know more about, because I feel like the Volm were introduced and then quickly sort of pulled back, maybe because of budget. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Like, I love Coach East, and I liked Shaq a lot last season, and I liked their presence, and it was one of the best twists of the series, but, like, it was just such a weirdly handled, like, they were kind of being forceful about that they were the only ones that wanted to fight. They didn't want the humans helping. And then, like, a lot of them left. I don't know. Like, so I want something resolved there. We have questions about, is there a larger threat? What's helping Tom? Is that the larger threat? Like, we got, like, 8 episodes or something to answer it all. So I got to know. I mean, that's still a lot. It's not like we're on episode 9 of 10 and they still haven't answered anything. But
regardless, they need to make, like, RPM and get in gear.
Exactly. Like, right into their own zombie show. See, that's what she had initiative. She's like, get in gear, and then she got her own zombie show. But we'll probably talk about that at some point in 2015. So, forward to that. Maybe like right before the season 1-2 premiere. But I think that's it for Ramble Time. There's not much else. We didn't have any fluff this week, guys. I'm sorry. Maybe Brian will watch quickly iZombie and Game of Thrones or something.
That's a lot.
It is. It really is. Like, they take forever. There's only 10 episodes a season, but they're all like an exact hour. Not like a TV hour. They're really an hour because there's no commercials. So they seem to take a lot longer to get through. But anyway, speaking of...
As soon as the visual path to my TV is clear, I'll start hitting up one of the two shows.
You can't Walking see Dead TV.
Or Game of Thrones. Like, there's a box in the way that I can't fully see it.
You need to get out of the way. Like, that'd be my number one priority. That'd be top priority. Bathrooms closed, whatever. Food, okay, TV. Like, that's clearly be my priority in the apocalypse.
I don't watch TV that much.
I do, obviously.
I like the opposite of you.
Well, but you gotta use it for, like, games and stuff, or...
Yeah, well, all my games are on the TV in the living room.
Oh, okay.
The TV that it's in my den here, I don't remember the last time I turned on. Because I'm always playing games or watching TV in the living room. So.
That makes sense.
And plus, the way that my room was organized before, like, my desk was on the complete opposite side of my room. So, like, I couldn't see it at all.
But now you can see the box in front of the TV. It's very entertaining.
But now I've got like a straight shot right to the TV, so it'll be nice once everything's clean. But I'm so far behind on recording reviews, I don't have time to clean because I need to record.
I'm like in the situation now where I don't have new stuff to record, so like I'm just putting retro reviews out that I had pre-recorded and I'm trying to find new things because... Like, I don't have new stuff to record because some of my shipments got delayed. I'm, like, in a really weird position. But speaking of really weird positions, it's time for the final Facebook question. For a while. Jingle.
Because now it's time for the last Facebook question of the whateverness.
For now.
For now.
We'll bring it back sometime when we're bored, but for now we're just fed up with it. What did Brian say? Put out its misery? It's like... It's a sick dog at this point, but I couldn't even put down a sick dog. Like, hands down, I don't care how attached I get to anybody, whoever dies, the saddest death in Game of Thrones history for me will always be the dog they had to kill in the beginning episodes because Joffrey's a little dick. Like, I don't care who dies from that point, that's the saddest death for me. And the horse that got chopped off because that dude was so butthurt about losing that jousting match. Anyway, so speaking of jousting matches... this week's question was, who is your favorite sixth or extra hero in Sentai? I lumped it all together. So, go. First up, Kleenex.
Jack Stewart says, Uchi. He is a perfect example of how to do comedy in Sentai. Also, he supports hashtag Plan Xander, because Xander Thunder, and I posted first for once, beat that Queefert.
Kiefer's never first. I'm just going to say. I mean, he might have been, but like I don't remember him being the first post that often. He's just more famous than you, and you can't handle it. Okay. Joshua Perry says, deck of break takes no nonsense. So it would have to be Stagbuster. I love Aubrey Killer. Gosei Knight was eco-terrorist, so Tokyu Rokugo has found his place to die just like Dragon Ranger and Beatbuster. That's right. Okay, I was thinking that sounded weird for a second. King Ranger has the King Ranger has the word Ranger in it, so yeah, it would have to be Mega Silver. That was one of the most confusing answers I've ever read. You just listed everyone until you came to a conclusion.
Corey Gong says, my choice is the fanciest Asian doctor who looking mother hug. Okay, Doctor Who. God, that killed my brain. I'm going to start over. My choice is the fanciest Asian Doctor Who looking mother hug on the planet. Hashtag, I liked rainbows before they were cool. I'm going to insert hashtag, I don't think rainbows were cool. Big one is pretty cool, though.
Christian Sear says, Xbox One mask. You guys remember him? No. Okay.
Oh, trust me, I remember him. Lee Shannon says, beat JStag.
Anthony Siano says, Deckmaster or Uchi. I read it first when I was looking through these as Deckmaster for Uchi. Like he was auditioning, like, Deckmaster as the next Uchi.
It's okay, the first thing I read is Deckmaster is Itchy.
Yes, or he must have fleas. I also just realized the other day that Deckmaster and Doggy Kruger are essentially the black police captain of SPD and Decker Ranger.
Let's see. Abraham Lincoln says, all of them are really good in separate ways. Can I just Kiba Ranger because fuck yeah for little Japanese boys? Damn it, that's not creative enough. This is the big finale. I have to end it. Oh, this is longer than I thought. Oh, God. I clicked the view more button. Died a little.
It's like a Fize Daniel one.
Off with the boom. I don't know if I'm going to do the Twitter questions. This may be my last chance. I'm just going to say, courtesy Sian, because Ramirez. Hashtag, my drunkenness brings Curiugers to the yard. And now to end the Facebook question, a clusterfuck of hashtags.
Here we go.
These are all of our jokes. Hashtag, you have failed these titties. Hashtag, type dead meat. Hashtag, fap to the ponytail. Hashtag, long trunks.
I don't remember that one.
Hashtag, it's Brian Snickers, not yours. Hashtag, Cordy to electric boogaloo.
It's Cordy, not Corty.
Hashtag, I freed the slaves, bitch. Hashtag, Dawson loves the Lincoln. Hashtag Aerosol gets interrupted. Hashtag Kevin's lawn furniture. I don't remember that one either. Hashtag Subway eat Kaito.
Is he new spokesperson?
Kaito also loves the children.
Oh,
hashtag Phantom Thong. Hashtag The Flash is a fast motherfucker. Hashtag I can fig it. Hashtag Booth is gonna kick my ass. I like that one. Hashtag, should I do the Twitter questions? Hashtag, Riders, Rangers, and Ropers. Hashtag, remember when Kevin used to stay awake? Funny, given what happened today. Hashtag, I didn't even got that. And the one that started it all, hashtag, magical motherfucker.
Still my favorite. Oh, man. You know, like to follow Mike Leonard. Mike Leonard says, as much as I like Big One, this one goes out to Wolzard, hashtag Red Wolf Warrior, because the armor looks awesome, no matter what color. Plus, he has magic. He was magic.
He was the hashtag magical motherfucker.
he was the OG. He was the old gal magical motherfucker.
That was Magi Mother.
Oh, yeah, that's
she
right.
She was literally OG.
Old guy.
Jeremy Carter says, Wolzard fire, because basically, Luke, I am your father, and his Megazord form was just the best. Which I find funny when his profile picture is Big One.
There's like a Big One movement in this comment section. Jared Castillo also says, Wolzard Red Wolf Warrior, because damn, he looks that badass. Wait, damn at that badass armor. He's got damn. What? He's not going to use that. He's got damn. I thought I read that wrong, but I did not.
TKT Gray says, Ramirez, because one, Ramirez, two, he is RR. Brian with the beard, Kevin with his randomness with Japanese speak, George in his awesome presence, and Dawson with his fear of touching girls. Aerosol is Tessai. Didn't forget the can of spray.
The Big Lebowski. Hold on. Devin Lee Dembowski says, Akira because he was really interesting slash amusing character. That was a really weird break. And how he was in multiple aspects, like being the first Oren Ranger, and how he was the first real monster to be a ranger. Build was one of the coolest mechas from Tokyujiro. Oh, and because he helps a group of children fight a molester. Hashtag Oren is the new black. Get it, Black Shadow. Sorry. Hashtag the original Cowboy 6. Hashtag took you long enough, Dawson JK. Hashtag Hash Brown. Oh, everyone's the best.
John Michael Dugan, who is almost John Michael Diggle, but not quite. At this point, the only Super Sentai series that I have finished are Kuroiger and Gokaiger. I'm halfway through GoBusters and a quarter of the way through Die Ranger. I'm also watching the Ninja. I like Guy, Jin, and BJ Stag a shit ton. And I think that Ramirez and Yayoi are cool. However, my favorite is easily Uchi / Kiryu Gold. When he was first introduced, I thought he was going to be the stereotypical dick. I was elated to see that it was all...
It was the exact opposite. He was a pussy. No, I'm just kidding.
Basically. I was elated to see that it was all an act. He's not only my favorite Six and Kiryu, but I think he also might be my favorite Super Sentai character, period.
Security Bloods. Got George. George Hansen Jr. says, my favorite absolutely has to be Yayoi from Kiryuger. She was so cool from start to finish. Kiryu Okamura is the only Japanese superhero that matters, though. That bitch has a katana belt. Nothing tops that. I can't disagree. Thread closed. We're done. She has a katana belt. She's awesome.
That is very hypnotic when you watch it in gift form.
Really is. You should watch that, too. Brian, damn it, get to it. Fuck responsibility.
I need like 5 TVs.
just running them all at the same time.
Can I just flash on everything?
That would be amazing. I kind of want to do that with Game of Thrones. Like, I want to just know everything so I can watch it when it comes back. It's going to take me so long, and I really want to watch other things.
All right, Gary M. Baker raises white flag. All right, Dawson-kun, Senpai, Sensei-sama. Anyway, there are a few answers for this one. Uchi, because he is adorable and is amazing. Kenji for being an ass clown. He was Japanese Kevin, and I mean that in nexus when possible. And of course, Burai, because Nissan! We all know Toyota is better. The one that
you guys are just the best.
One that stands out the most. Oh, God. I just watched a clip of this, dude. Takoka Eiji, Boken Shiruba.
This is a first-time commenter, or maybe no. Just want to have this in a long time? I just don't think he's done one in a long time. Robert Nicomini, I think I got it right. Gosei Knight, because the idea of loving justice so much he became sentient is beautiful. Justice for non-living things. Well, I guess the Earth, but...
Calvin Kylie says, Ramirez, because a dead fat Japanese-speaking white guy with a beard that can change into the first Saiyan hero is everything we need in life and more.
Zen... Bakugan? Bakugan, sorry. I don't make it funny. You guys aren't making it any difficult with my name problem. Zen Baganu says, Uchi, carry your gold from G-Ranger. Wait. Hold on. Does that really just happen? Classic Pylo. Okay. I love gold suits and big swords and lightning powers and everything about his suit and equipment. I liked it until I saw it. The heck do you even call the arm crossbow thingy? Second off, I've never heard anyone use that before. It's always first off. Anyway, like seriously, it's probably happened before. I've just never seen it. I love these types of energetic characters, and Uji's actor and character both always seem to have a great time. Dude's also a huge dork. Totes can relate. Beyond that, there's also the fact that he was introduced extremely early, so he had a lot of screen time that won me over. Oh my god, from G-Ranger. You know, I've done that before where, like, I've mixed up the Kyoryu, like, the prefixes of it when I'm typing in the tags on my Facebook, but I've never... Oh, that's great.
John Skades says, Starninger because selfies.
Justin Vana says, the go on wings. This is Nerd Puppy, by the way. Sorry I haven't been answering these questions. I've been off being gay. That's no excuse. Chris is here all the time. Wait... This is like Nerd Puppy from the CS Toys chat, right?
Yeah.
Damn, that brings me back. Speaking of the CS Toys chat, I can like hear Mr. S saying his name when he says hello to everyone.
Not Puppy?
Exactly. See?
Andrew Booth says, Kiryu Saiyan because Akidon and fat people.
Jeff Moses says, Akira, he's the Orange Ranger, he gets harmonica and is sweet. Oh, why don't you go meet up with an eHarmony? This is where he dies, eHarmony. He's more of a Match.com kind of guy.
Keeper, what have you done?
Dude, this picture, I thought it was fucking Titus.
No, I'm disappointed it isn't.
I know. I kind of missed that show so much.
Wacker Wilson, the true six of Ranger. His weapon is a baseball bat, his morpher is a wig, and his mecha is that amazingly animated wig sequel in the episode. Hashtag still makes more sense than the ninja.
You know, that's right. Kevin Phantom Thong says Shinken Brown. All the other answers are wrong. Whoa. That's like the perfect way to end it, too. The only worthy extra ranger is Richard. Hashtag old dick Brown. He's the OD.
Oh, wow. That was a great way to send off the Facebook really questions.
And it's not like gone forever in the history of all time. We're just taking a break for a while. But good God, you guys made it really entertaining. Like, this whole like favorite Rangers thing has been good because we always make a big deal about, you know, it's exhausting to read. But you guys have been really entertaining. I hope you somehow keep that up. And like the Twitter question stuff, it's just good job. Good job, everyone. We may not have the largest fan base, but I love how everyone knows the inside jokes. It makes me happy.
We have the mythology.
Dude, the only podcast with the mythology.
Especially one as random as ours.
It really is. It's funny though to think about.
Let's see, for my answer,
it's a harder one.
My favorite suits are obviously always gonna be Wolzard Fire and Deckamaster. I can't say they're my favorite characters, so
I like our doggy Kruger better.
Yeah. I do really like Uchi a lot. Uchi was great.
He really was.
But this is one of the categories that's just really, really hard.
Yeah, this is the hardest one out of the Sentai ones. The other ones were kind of easier. There just wasn't many people I liked, but the six tend to always, at the very least, be the most memorable. Because it's a hard one. Like, right now, I don't know if he's my all-time favorite. He's my favorite suit, but like, I don't know if he's on my all-time favorite six, but right now I really did like Aubrey Killer, just because he's kind of what I always wanted from like an evil ranger, where he was evil for almost the whole series. Like, I've always wanted a ranger to be like that, and I liked his backstory and stuff a lot. So I don't know if it's a favorite for all time, but for right now he's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I love Jay and I love Uchi and I liked Torin, and as Silver, I hated the dad take Torin's seat. How dare he? He should have gone to hell for his boring fate.
I like
Boca and Silver a lot too.
I like Jin a lot. Not like the alcohol, Jin, but like the character.
Both.
Alcohol's not bad right now too, but so I probably like Jay, Jin, or Uchi somewhere on there. I'm sure I'm probably gonna like Outbreak Killer when I get to it too. Just because I completely agree with you on what makes a good evil ranger.
Yeah.
So we'll see about that, but. Yeah, this is definitely one of the more difficult categories.
Category Ace. Every time someone says category, I think of them saying Category Ace from Blade. Fucking Toku. I don't know why. That was random. I apologize. All right, so that's it for Facebook for now. It'll make a return someday. I'll probably be replaced by a robot. I don't know. So are we going to announce the Twitter thing now, like the official?
Yes.
Okay, official Twitter time. Everyone quiet. Wait. Okay, we're ready.
Okay, so all of the same rules still apply that we've been spouting off. Some people listen, some people don't, but the hashtag is hashtag TTMF, and that stands for Tweet Tweet Motherfucker.
No, that's right. We're hardcore in here.
Because that popped in my head, like, instantly, and it just stuck because that would require me to think more, and I'm done after the first thought. So, so that will be the actual title, because why the hell not? As for the hashtag itself, I'm still trying to figure out what to do exactly about that, because apparently hashtag TTMF is used by other people.
How dare they?
I know, that's what I was thinking. But I, for now, just stick with that. If I need to make it like RRTTMF or something, maybe that, but I don't know. I have to go backwards in our timeline and pick out all the questions because I forgot to write them down. We're already doing that again. And it's a lot more difficult now because we have people that live tweet the show. So we didn't really have that back then, so it was a lot easier to pick out the questions. But we will get that situated. So basically, like we've said before, how this is going to work is that everyone that is alive on the show that day will pick 1 to 2 questions that they really like, or we'll just kind of pick them up as a group. Either or, expect around maybe 4 or 5 questions read an episode, unless we don't have that many, in which case it'll be less.
Well, we'll pretend we have more. You'll never know.
Yeah, we'll make them up. As we tell everyone we're going to make up questions. But so go ahead and do that. Just tweet at the RR Podcast on our Twitter account with hashtag TTMF. And everything that isn't hashtag, by the way, I'm just going to treat as like a normal ask question. And if I feel like it, answer it on the Twitter account. So if you want it read on the show, an actual discussion branch off from it, please do use the hashtag because that's how I know.
So. Please and thank
Thumbs
you.
Thumbs up. But that is all. So stay tuned next week for TTMF.
The debut. And just because your question isn't read right away doesn't mean it won't ever be read. We might just be saving it.
Yeah, I'm just going to toss everything into like a note.
Because it's not like last time where we read like 27 questions in a row.
Yeah, that was long.
Yeah.
The show's long enough without having that, so.
Pretty much.
So stay tuned for that.
Now it's time for...
Final Thingies, MP3.
Final Thingies!
I have a thingy, and it's not final!
What we just said.
That, and I'm going to do a random invite for George to be on the podcast at any point randomly. Just show up randomly. It'll be funny. I think. It don't be next week, though, because I don't want it to be next week. I don't know. But just anytime randomly, I think it'll be funny. We'll never know when it's coming.
So, like, not even tell us, just show up in the chat?
Yeah, exactly. I assumed you wouldn't mind. I don't mind if George shows up. I just thought it would be... I was trying to think of a clever way to start randomly inviting him. I'm going to think of other funny ways, but I thought this would be funny for him to choose.
Okay.
So...
I'm game for that.
If you weren't, we would just cut this part out, but... So...
Yeah.
Bye.